Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Sean Whaley, political reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, plus on the Power Pundit panel, Mary Lau and Rue Goodenow. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome back to the program Sean Whaley. He's political reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, based in Carson City. Always a pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you, Sam.
So, it looks like we have a special session coming up, and that special session is going to be to do with a company called Faraday, which is an electric vehicle company that I would hazard a guess that 99% of the people have never heard of. What can you tell us about Faraday?
They are a new high-tech electric car company, but they haven't produced a car yet. We expect to see something at the auto show in Las Vegas in early January. But yes, all indications are, as of now, that Faraday will pick Southern Nevada to build its $1 billion plant and produce their car by, I believe, 2017. I think they're a competitor to Tesla. They have a lot of Tesla executives in their organization, but they have been somewhat closed-mouthed about some of their people and so on. So it's the cliche is they call them the mysterious car company that we don't know a lot about, but I think we're going to know a lot more shortly.
And, you know, one has faith in the governor and Steve Hill that they would not be hooked up with a company that didn't make sense. Now, there's also a Chinese investment component to this company?
That's what we've heard. When Governor Sandoval was in China recently on a trade trip, he met with a Chinese investor who is involved with Faraday. There's still a lot of speculation as to who's backing Faraday and who the ultimate executives of the company and investors are. So I think we'll learn more in the next few days. It's just still not entirely clear who's involved.
Well, it will be a huge victory for Nevada in general and Southern Nevada in particular for them to land a $1 billion company like this. The interesting difference between Apex, which is the site in North Las Vegas, and the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center is that Apex doesn't really have any services out there at this point in time. I don't believe that there's water there or power. So a lot of infrastructure would have to be put in place to make this company work. Am I correct in that?
You are. Apex does not have the same infrastructure that the Northern Nevada property does. They don't have the water and the gas and so on. A couple of bills were passed in the legislature this past session to help in that regard to develop the site. It's a chicken-egg thing. We need to invest in the infrastructure, but we need companies to come in to help pay for the infrastructure. So it looks like maybe Faraday might be the impetus to get everything going out there.
And does the state have funds that they could apply to this? Would there be any desire, do you think, on the part of the state to actually put money in? Because, for example, with Tesla, they invested heavily to build US 50 all the way to hook up with I-80, and that's going to be completed in the next year or so. Is there any, you know, taste for that, do you think, at this point?
I think there's the potential there. There was a tax increment type district approved by the legislature. It was one of the last bills that Marilyn Kilpatrick, former speaker, now county commissioner down there, got through. And it would allow a financing mechanism to do that, whether that will be a vehicle or whether there might be some just outright cash provided or bonds provided to help get the infrastructure out there. I don't know yet. The special session will probably reveal all to us.
And the governor, of course, has the ultimate control in this. He gets to decide what is discussed at the special session. And my understanding is this is going to be the only thing on the agenda.
Yeah, yesterday I spoke to him about this, and he indicated to me that without question, he's got a lot of phone calls from a lot of people who want to bring up a lot of issues at a special session. There always are. There's loose ends from the session that closed, and there's maybe new wrinkles and things that have happened that people would like to get addressed. But yesterday he told me he's focusing on this single issue. He could change his mind, and he does.
Did he say that?
He said that he's focusing on the one issue.
He didn't say that he could change his mind.
Faraday. He did not say that he would change his mind, but he could, obviously, if he's convinced to do so. Some lawmakers argue that they have more authority than what the governor suggests in terms of setting the agenda. But the tradition and the view is that if he calls the session, he sets the table.
Well, and it seems that he already proved that who has the power in the last session.
Yeah, he was very effective in the last session in rounding up a lot of lawmakers to support a number of proposals, taxes, school reform issues. So hopefully he can keep going for a couple of more days next week.
Because I know that I'm sure the state treasurer would love to see the ESAs and some of the discussions around those be a part of this, but that's not going to happen. I think
it doesn't
complicate the situation.
Sorry. It doesn't sound like at this point, but there is a lot of pressure to do something regarding those education savings accounts. Yes.
Somebody brought up to me yesterday, and you mentioned Marilyn Kilpatrick, that you know the assembly is down to 41 because her seat has not been replaced at this point in time. Does this have any effect on the session?
I don't think so. It's one out of 42. It's probably not time-wise available to bring in somebody and appoint somebody, so that probably won't happen. It'll probably be 41 members. But it's probably not a make-or-break situation for the legislature. Most of the assembly members from Southern Nevada, I'm assuming, are going to be very, very pleased with this project. As they should be, and I would expect that there's probably going to be a lot of support for it once they get an understanding of the situation and what's involved.
You've covered many special sessions. What goes on in the background?
Well, it depends on the issue. If it's a single issue, sometimes it's a very clean-cut kind of thing, and people come in and do the review. They do their due diligence to make sure that when they're signing off on something, voting on something, they know what they're talking about. So it does take a couple of days. They have to hire the staff and come in. But there's all kinds of backroom discussions because you need to swing enough votes your way to get your proposal through. People can hold out for, well, yeah, okay, I support this, but why don't we bring up this issue? That's where the pressure can come on the governor to look at other issues. So there's always going to be groups of lawmakers and lobbyists looking for an avenue to get something else through. It's just the nature of the game.
And is there, you know, an atmosphere of a done deal in these kind of special sessions where the governor, whoever it might be at the time, and his staff will lobby the legislators before they even get to the special session?
At least with Governor Sandoval, when there have been special sessions called, it's pretty much been a done deal, and that would be expected this time, too. He won't call them into session if he doesn't have a deal with Faraday to bring to them that he would like them to review and approve. In past, sometimes sessions, special sessions can sort of move on, move in their own direction or evolve into their own sort of lifespan. But with the governor, he wants to bring him in, spend as little time as possible because it does cost money, and people have other things to do with their lives, and get it done and get it a nice Christmas present maybe for most Nevadans anyway.
Exactly. All right, let's take a break. More with Sean Whaley when we come back.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You know, everybody's been talking about the Tesla effect. Here's our reality. Construction is booming. Roads are under construction. And the job creation and our market, it's booming. Our stable tax base is growing, and thank you, Governor Sandoval and all of the legislators, for delivering on this promise. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma, and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising healthcare costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%
of our healthcare spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising healthcare costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Sean Whaley. He's the political reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Interesting editorial, and, you know, I love the editorials in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, where it talked about northern regions shouldn't reject land for possible UNLV stadium deal. And I found it very interesting because in the things I hear in Northern Nevada, at this point in time, and certainly for the last several years, there doesn't seem to be any mood to try to stop anything in Southern Nevada. Well, what's your thought on that?
I'm not really familiar with that issue in a lot of detail.
I guess the North-South issue in general.
Right. Well, certainly in Northern Nevada, the attitude of the higher education officials towards the new proposed medical school has been total support. The governor has total support. Obviously, he's from Northern Nevada. Obviously, he has the best interests of the whole state at heart. That's clear. So I don't think there has been a particular concern in the Northern Nevada area about the development at UNLV or the development of projects in Southern Nevada. I think with Tesla coming to Northern Nevada and so many things happening in Northern Nevada, that there isn't really a big concern about how things play out in the South at this point.
Well, I'm going to be talking to Glenn Cook in the next week or so I'm going to pin him down on this thing. But I really have not heard that. I think people in the North are thrilled with what has been received in the North, and they're happy that there were, you know, vehicles, pardon the pun, like Uber, to be able to move forward with the medical center with the medical school in Southern Nevada. Big things going on with Nevada Power, Sierra Pacific Power, but basically Warren Buffett's company in dealing with all these different areas. One of the big ones that in the last week or so was three of the major gaming companies that want to leave the power company, but the cost of them leaving the power company is, I think, making their heads reel a bit.
It is. It's very interesting. They wanted to exit. Apparently, energy is pretty cheap right now. They can go out under Nevada law, buy their own energy on the wholesale market, make a better deal for themselves, and leave NV Energy as customers. They were allowed to do that last week by the Public Utilities Commission.
But
the price tag.
There's a big but there.
Nearly $130 million for the three gaming companies. And not only that, but there were other charges that they could expect to pay over the next several years that the PUC said could not be ascertained at this time. And as my colleague Howard Stutz spoke to the gaming company, said, uncertainty is not a big favorite thing in terms of the corporate world and stock markets and so on. So when you're talking about the potential of unidentified fees and charges, that uncertainty is not good for anybody. So there's a few problems with those exit applications that were approved, I think.
And it was interesting because Switch was trying to do the same thing. They wanted to purchase renewable energy. They ended up accommodating NV Energy and staying with the company and paying a premium to be able to get renewable energy. Do you think that, you know, these gaming companies, just because of the cost of leaving the power company, are going to look at staying and maybe cutting a better deal?
I think it's possible that they might stay based on those votes, although the MGM folks were pretty clear in one of their filings with the PUC that they fully intended to go forward with the departure, even knowing what the exit fee was. And they're the largest of the three, so their fee was way up there, multiple millions of dollars. So we'll have to see how that plays out. It's just a question of running the numbers and seeing whether it's worthwhile to them to do that. But the PUC has to recognize that there's been investments made in the energy market that were there to support these gaming companies, and they have to bear their fair share of that to protect other ratepayers.
And it seems to me that certainly publicly, NV Energy just continues to come out with the same line, which is we want to work to support our customers, and whatever is best for them, we're happy with. I can't imagine the battles that are going on behind the scenes.
Well, I'm pretty sure right now that NV Energy wished that 2001 law that passed allowing big companies to exit never existed, and they'd probably love to see it repealed because it was it created in a totally different situation where we had an energy problem and a crisis, and they wanted the companies to leave to lessen the pressure on the utility. We sure don't have that now, and that law's still there, so I bet that'll be a big focus of lawmakers next time around.
Something to look forward to in 2017. Sean Whaley, always a pleasure. Survive the session, then come back and tell us all about it.
I will. Thank you, Sam.
All right, we'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield wants to know, what's your health insurance IQ?
True or false? A lot of people qualify for financial help to lower the cost of their health insurance.
False?
Actually, millions of people have qualified for financial help on their health insurance through the Affordable Care Act.
A family of four making about $95,000 a year or less may qualify.
You are required by law to have health coverage.
True.
Yep. Most people were required to have health coverage starting in 2014.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield can help you protect your family's health with just one click.
Did you know all their plans cover doctor visits, prescription drugs, hospital stays, and more?
Yes, with $0 preventive care.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. The deadline is earlier this year, so don't wait. For a free quote, visit us online at apply@anthem.com and find out how much financial help you might qualify for. That's apply@anthem.com.
At Dollar Loan Center, getting a signature loan is easier than ever. You can complete the entire process online from the comfort of your own home. Go to don'tbebroke.com and fill out the online application in just 4 easy steps. You can also monitor your account, make payments, and check your balance from desktop computers or mobile devices. You never have to walk into a store. Visit us online today. Dollar Loan Center.
Lending simplified.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Rue Goodnow is here, attorney with Parsons, Bailey & Latimer, and Mary Lau, president and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. So the big question that's been popping up over the last few days, and it's really quite extraordinary, is that the Las Vegas Review-Journal has been purchased by an unknown buyer. And it is just causing a crisis in the newsroom. I've never seen so many longtime veteran journalists who work for the Las Vegas Review-Journal posting comments on Facebook that are being picked up by the Huffington Post. And some people are concerned that perhaps Sheldon Adelson has bought the newspaper. And the reporters are concerned because they're saying if they don't know who owns the paper, how do they know if there's bias or not, is one of the things right off the bat. So what do you think? Is there a right for people to know who own the company that they're working for?
No, I don't think so, Sam. But I've read the article about this, and I was confused, too, because it looked to me from the article as though the operations were still going to be run by the same company.
Correct.
I served as the chair of the editorial board for the ABA Journal for a number of years, and we really benefited because of all the disruption that took place in the media, because we attracted writers, people, really high-quality journalists who were getting out of the traditional newspapers and whatnot, came to work for us. And we had some fantastic people. But I know from working with them that journalists are the most independent group of people you can possibly work with. And I understand their frustration with this and why they want to be sure, because the fundamental premise is that journalists need to be independent in order for the third estate to work, right? Fourth estate to work. It is an important concept. There just isn't any constitutional right to.
No, and I wasn't saying constitutional right, but I mean, you know, this is the state's largest newspaper, probably the state's most influential newspaper, and you have these veteran journalists who I've never seen that before, where they're coming out and saying, what is going on here? We need to know who we're working for. Why is this being kept a secret when their job is to reveal the secrets?
Well, I think that possibly that a lot of their consternation is the fact that they've bled so many veteran journalists. Now people don't know if they're going to have a job or not. But I agree with Rue, because they're going to sit there and they can tell right away if there's a change in philosophy by how the editor sends back their stories. Because a story doesn't go from the journalist to print. It goes through an editor anyway. So I don't know that it's important. I think maybe the subject was released a little bit too early, because quite often you don't know until it's done. And then it's like Stevens Media owns the Review Journal. That's it. You're done. And then all of a sudden now there's a deal in the works where somebody else is going to own it, possibly owns it, but it hasn't come out yet, but it will. They're investigative journalists. They can leak the story themselves.
Well, I just hope that some of the people who are sort of threatening to jump off the ship don't do so, because they are part of the fabric of the newspaper industry in the state. Okay, let's talk about Faraday and the special session that's coming up this week. Probably the worst kept secret in the last 6 months. But what do you think about the deal? I mean, it sounds to me like it's a great deal for Nevada.
Well, it'll be a great deal in the end if all of this works out. Now, Apex is a little bit different than TRI is. TRI, the owners put in the infrastructure, they have the water, they have everything in place. And I think the only thing that they're sharing is the Highway 50 extension that goes across their land. They're building up to the point where it's their land, and then yeah, the state is taking the rest over. Apex is going to need, you know, tax abatement. Some of the tax districts is going to have to be changed, and there's going to have to be different rules, different bonding, and everything else, because Apex isn't privately owned. So it will be interesting. Tesla has missed some of their audit, but they've been extended on it. Tesla is moving right ahead and going forward. But the audits are extended, which is fine. As long as they see the progress, then the clawback doesn't have to go into place. Faraday is going to be interesting, But I think they're further along than they've indicated. No, they've never built anything, but concept cars come off all the time. If you remember, Governor Sandoval drove the Google car. Boy, I almost didn't get that one out. You know, the first automatic car. So they got to play with that. So I think it'll be interesting, but it's going to be fascinating at the same time.
Are you going to be at the session, or you're just going to watch this thing from afar?
I've got things scheduled already, but obviously I'll be watching it. A lot of jobs.
4,500.
Yeah, 4,500 jobs.
And 9,000, I believe, if you count the other jobs that will be created because of this.
And I think they must be a little bit farther along than they're indicating.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're talking about, oh, no, we don't have never built a product yet, that sort of thing. But the plans seem to be pretty far advanced to me.
The other thing that pops up a lot is that the South is now saying, well, the North got Tesla, now we've got our Tesla. And in fact, Tesla was actually taken to Apex and did not choose that site. Do you see this big North-South
I know there's people that complain about it. It's a media thing. Dave D'Amore whines constantly.
Yes, he does.
About North
My Lake friend South. Dave D'Amore.
Yeah, and it's ridiculous. There is no North-South. How about one Nevada? Yeah, one new Nevada now, I guess we have to say. But it's whatever has the best facilities at the time. And for whatever reason, maybe Faraday didn't want to be that close to Tesla up there. You know, I can see that too. But each one has their own uniqueness. You know, you're not going to have snow in the middle of Apex.
That is true. And congratulations to Mayor John Lee.
Absolutely.
A significant role in all this. Thank you very much, you guys. We'll be right back after this.
Get the Charter Spectrum Triple Play. It's more than meets the eye. With over 200 free HD channels available, it's the most HD you can get. Instant access to over 10,000 on-demand movies and shows. Plus the Charter app for live TV that jumps to mobile devices in any room. All for $29.99 a month, plus free DVR service. Switch to Charter Spectrum Internet. Faster than the speed of WoW. Take off with 60 megs of speed. Bandwidth that lets multi-people multitask, stream movies, play games, watch videos, and share Vines all at once. No slowdowns. Shazam! For only $29.99 a month, just call 877-959-1634. Then pick up Charter Spectrum Voice for unlimited local and long-distance calling. And catch this. No drop calls. Stuck in a contract? Charter pays up to $500 to get you out. Charter Spectrum TV, Internet, and Voice, $29.99 a month each. Plus free DVR service. Call 877-959-1634.
Niedermeyer, what law office is representing that injury case in Carson City?
Sir, it's Kilpatrick and Bullantini.
Kilpatrick and Bullantini? Settle now!
I'm Charlie Kilpatrick.
And I'm Angela Bullantini. All kidding aside, if you've been injured here in the Carson City area, you need a law firm that insurance companies take seriously.
Take the first step. Call Kilpatrick and Bullantini today at 882-6112.
Welding is one of those great things. You can use electricity and metal and form it into large, awesome things, either buildings or artwork. There's a whole lot of opportunity for welders in the current region. I would recommend CCNN to other people, and I actually have several times because they helped with everything from start to finish, even putting me in a job after I graduated.
On our next broadcast, Ira Victor will join us. He's the host of the CyberJungle.com. We'll see you then.